Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. The reason tonight why we are here is because we want to praise Him. The reason why we go to church is because we want to praise Him, because we want to worship Him. Our soul was made to worship God. That's why we gather together, because we want to sing, we want to shout, we want to raise our hands and wave them unto the Lord. That's called praise. That's an outward expression of praise. We want to hear the word of God. We want to feel the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why we're here. So let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad you get to be here tonight? Amen. God's glad you're here. He's so glad. Amen. Enjoying the service tonight, enjoying all the worship. If you have your Bibles, we'll go right into Matthew chapter 2, beginning of verse 1. Enjoyed everything. Everyone's testimony and song, and it was great hearing that song, Sister Erica. And not too shabby for how you're feeling at the moment. You know, that was really good, and that's a song we've all, that brings back lots of great memories. And we want to sing more of those. Praise God. I want to sing the Lighthouse song, too. Been listening to that. There's a Lighthouse. I'll get with you on that one, too. You'll like it. If you've never heard it before, you probably want to sing it once you hear it. But that's a good oldie. And remember the trio used to sing that, Sister Lynn. Praise God. It was a good one. Matthew chapter 2, beginning of verse 1. It's great to see everybody here tonight. And I love what God's doing. Something good is happening, and God's doing it. And we appreciate where it's all going. Matthew chapter 2, beginning of verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.' When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring you word, for Herod will not come to worship, but he'll seek the child to destroy him.'" Praise God. Lord, help us tonight for just a few minutes. Would you touch our minds and our bodies and the tiredness and from the long week that's already happening for some of us. And Jesus, speak to us tonight. Oh, Lord, we want to worship. Hallelujah. We want to worship. Praise God. Praise God in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word of the Lord. I know this sounds like a Christmas message, but it's not. Never was one. I know it's read at Christmas time, and I'm not here to obliterate the holidays by any means, but this is something we could read anytime because there's something in here that's important to see. And again, Sister Judy, what came upon my heart to talk to you tonight about is, I could title this a bunch of different ways, but I'm just going to throw the thought out to you. It doesn't matter if they see it or not. What matters is that you see it. Some people get over concerned about whether others will see this thing like they see. And we can't worry about whether or not somebody else sees what you see and is being drawn by what you're being drawn by. Jesus said in John chapter 12, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." If God is drawing you, then let him draw you. Go after him. Reach for him. Get excited that you see him. And don't worry about the others that don't. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I just gave you the message tonight. Praise the Lord. When you want him with all of your heart, it doesn't matter what others want or don't want. We want a lot of people to want God, but if your decision to go for God is based upon whether somebody else does or not, you're missing something. What God has sent me here to tell you tonight is, what do you see? Do you see the star? Praise God. Do you see it? Does it make you happy that you see it? Are you rejoicing that you see it? Are you thankful that you can see it? Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a reason this is in the Word of the Lord, and it's not to create a cute Christmas special. And again, I'm not here to obliterate any traditions by any means, not the point of this message tonight. But there's a reason why the Lord allowed such an account to be in the Word that there came some men from the east that saw his star. It's because God appeared to them to show them his star. Now, there's something I don't remember thinking about this in as much detail, but when I was reading this, I couldn't help but to think when they came to town, and we read this here, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Praise God. My thought process went to, what did they think of? What did they think when people gave them a blank look? I mean, what was their expectation when they came to town? Were they expecting him? And this is Jerusalem. This is the place where he is. We saw his star. And the word of the Lord said, "A star shall arise, and a scepter shall come from the kingdom, and that shall rule." And the Lord appeared to them. There's lots of details to think about concerning these guys. If you throw history and tradition away, they were wise men. Anybody that can see him shine his light and follow after God is wise. Praise the Lord. Let me say that one more time in English. Anybody that can become smart enough to want to be led and drawn by God is a wise person. Anybody that wants to come out of a world of darkness and sin and stop being evil and wrong and bad and wants to come to serve God is a wise and smart person. Praise God. In its simplicity. Now, I know these guys were obviously rich and they were wisdom people, and there's a reason for this description. It could have been 100 of them. Just to take a quick note on the tradition that there's 3 wise men. Scripture don't say 3. It just says wise men. So it could have been 100 of them. Either way, if you measured value, Mary and Joseph and the new kid was set for life with these expensive things and gifts that were given to them. But they had come into town, and I begin to imagine them saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews, and catch everybody by surprise? What? Because they suddenly discovered that not everyone saw what they saw. Not everyone saw his star, and everybody that they talked to, well, we read the next verse, it troubled everybody. Now, they caught him by surprise. So I'm trying to imagine the looks on their faces when they're kind of chatting among themselves and say, why can't they see it? We saw his star, and they don't know anything about it. And these are his people. These are the ones that should have said, well, he's over here. That's why I said to you tonight, don't be surprised when there are those that cannot see what you see. But how I'm feeling it tonight is, don't let that stop you from seeing what you see. In Acts chapter 8, Brother Stephen is being pummeled with stones, and he said, I see the heavens opened and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And just because those that were biting on him and throwing stones at him could not see what he saw, it did not stop him from seeing what he saw. And he was not going to let go of what he saw because they could not see it. And because they persecuted him for seeing it. Not everybody's going to be happy that you're serving God. And not everyone. Don't you expect a go easy time when you decide to follow the star. There just needs to be some understanding come to you from the Lord that says, if trying to live for God all of a sudden stirs up this bee's nest of things, don't be all that surprised. It's supposed to. It's supposed to. It's supposed to stir some trouble. It's supposed to not make everybody happy. If they don't throw you a fiesta, instead, we read all of Jerusalem was troubled. Didn't say they threw him a big party and celebrated and said, yeah, let's go see the boy. They didn't know. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship. Why are you here tonight? I hope it's you've come to worship. Yes, praise God. Let it always be you've come to worship. I'm here tonight because I saw something. And not everybody that we know sees it. We can't make anybody see it. We can point all day long like they could have and say, but there it is. And they still won't see it. But do you see it? Do you want to see it? Praise God. When Herod the king had heard these words, verse 3, he was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. And these first few verses is what's really strong upon my heart here tonight, is that these guys, see, I try to read into it a little bit and think about who these people were and why they saw the star and where they were in the east and were able to see. You know, history says that they were the magi and that they were astrologers. And, well, I don't know. That's hearsay, because we don't read that here. We don't read they were the magi from Mongolia, and they were wise astrologers, and we don't get all that. That's just history. And a tradition that could have been made up and passed down just to make a cute little story out of it. But all I know is they saw and they knew enough to know that it was about him. God will appear to those who are looking for him. Are you looking for him? Look, there are some people that try to go and deal with this church stuff based upon how other people feel. So if Herod's not happy about it, well, they'll back off. If all of Jerusalem is troubled, if all my family's troubled about this, if all my friends and acquaintances, if it doesn't just line up just right and make it all easy for me to do this, then I'm going to back up. I believe this makes sense tonight. Give me a few minutes. When Herod had heard these things, he was troubled. So they were standing around scratching their heads, wondering why nobody else was getting it. Why nobody else could see it. And when they had gathered all the priests and the scribes and all the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said, in Bethlehem of Judea, and began to express all of these things, because thus it is written. It's amazing how people like Herod can just demand. And that's the nature of some people. When their heart isn't right, he didn't come to worship. He just wanted to destroy him. Some people want to destroy your walk. They want to destroy your worship. They want to destroy why you're here. And it's up to you whether you let them or not. So we're reading here in verse 6, and he's explaining, they're explaining to him where he's to be born. And he sends them away. And when they go and they search diligently for the young child, the scripture says, when they had departed, lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them. Praise God. You don't have to worry about people like Herod and everybody else. The star's not going to show up to everybody. You get the point here tonight. The Lord's not going to appear to everybody. Jesus said, blessed are the eyes, your eyes which do see, and your ears which do hear. Because you're seeing things and you're hearing things that people centuries ago longed to hear and see. But you see it and you hear it. But not everybody in his lifetime heard it and saw it. There were miracles happening all around them. And because they closed up their hearts, they could not see. Instead, all they could do is find fault. But that doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Look, there are many of us who have... We've made it this far because we saw the star. And we weren't going to unsee the star. Just because Herod wasn't going to like the fact that I saw the star. Just because somebody, whether it was a friend or a coworker or a family member, didn't like the fact that I was going the church route. It didn't matter. I knew what I saw. And I wasn't going to stop seeing what I saw. And I wasn't going to stop being led by what I saw. You get it tonight. Some of us are just going to learn how to lay hold on eternal life, regardless of what everybody else says. Praise the Lord. That's right. Regardless of how other things work out, amen, is Jesus more important to you? I've come to worship him. He led me here tonight to worship him. He didn't lead me here tonight to hear a cute story. He led me here to worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. That's why I'm seeing his star. Amen. That's why I'm following him, because he wants me to become his child. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No, not everyone's going to get it, but that's not going to stop me from getting it. Praise God. I'm going to be saved. How about you? Are you going to be saved? I'm going to be saved. Hallelujah. I hope you feel the same way. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. When blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, heard the, because he's blind, sitting by the roadside begging, because that's how he can make his living, people to feel pity on him. But he heard the press walking by, and I could just see him sitting there, and, you know, wish I had a tin cup. Arms. Let me hold this down. Hope he got more than mints. Arms, and when a large multitude's passing by, you can hear, you're curious what's going on, because it's not just a few travelers. He's on the way to Jericho. It's all of a sudden this massive amount of people, and he can hear them. And hey, what's going on? Oh, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Who? Jesus. You mean the guy that heals the sick, cleanses lepers, opens blind eyes, puts his cup down, begins to dust himself off, gets up from sitting by the roadside begging, and he starts to cry out. Why? Because in his blind condition, he saw something some of them following who could see didn't see. And they tried to shut him up. Don't bother him, he's our master. But you don't understand, I'm seeing something. And it's going that direction, but it's calling me. It's leading me. I see his star, and that star can heal me. Hallelujah. Let me ask you one more time tonight. Why are you here? If you don't know, I could tell you why. The same way somebody could say the same thing to me 34 years ago, while I was sitting there, a little Catholic boy, scared to death of all the worship, praise God. Somebody could have looked at me and said, I know why you're here. You don't, but I do. Yeah. Praise the Lord. There's a star shining through somebody that influenced you to be here. But what's leading you to where the King is the light of God. Hallelujah. So he got up and cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Praise God. And they begin to hush him up. I can't believe I'm reading that in Scripture, but it's so true. What I'm telling you tonight, there are going to be obstacles. There are going to be struggles and things come into your life to shut you down, to stop you from finding where the young child is, stop you from going and actually worshiping him. Because when you become a worshiper of God, everything changes. The game changes. Praise the Lord. Let me say that again. When you become a worshiper, for the Father seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. When you become a worshiper, you become somebody filled with power. Praise God. You become a son of God. You become linked to that which is yet to come. Praise God. You become separated from a world of sin. Amen. You escape Herod's grip. So he cries out yet the more. You know the story. But the reason why he cried out is my point to you tonight. Is because he saw something. And he wasn't going to let anything keep him from finding what he saw. And he cried out the more. Thank God for Bartimaeus. Praise God. Thank God he ignored him. And sometimes we just might have to ignore a quiet church service. I'm not saying you're quiet tonight. I'm just saying we got to ignore how we feel, how we think, all the noise of life. All the condemnation, all the guilt, all the shame. What will mama think if I go through with this? What will daddy think? What will grandma think? Praise God. And we just got to cry out, Jesus, Son of David, star, hallelujah, have mercy on me. Praise God. And that's what the Lord is saying to you tonight. You just got to reach out. You got to lay all the excuses behind. You got to get that cloak and just throw it off of you. Praise God. Who cares what everybody else thinks? This is your soul we're talking about. Not their soul, your soul. Your soul, he said he came to save. Save yourself. Hallelujah. Let's love him. Let's love him one more time. I'm almost through. Paul testified in, I believe it's Philippians 3, that I may know him. He said, I counted everything loss for the excellency. He's saying, I threw away my garment. Praise God. That's what the scripture says. That son of Timaeus threw away that garment. Why? Because he knew. Praise God. When this can get inside of you, I know what he can do in my life. You'll never be the same. I don't care what's got you bound right now, what you're going through right now. I'm telling you, Jesus has all that you need. Everything changes when you become a true worshiper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you, and I have to be the one that make the effort to cry above the noise, to say, look, no matter what's going on, praise God, I've got to find him. Amen. Hallelujah. So we find ourselves here in verse 10. I'm going to finish this up tonight so we can pray and spend some time here in prayer. Praise God. We've got to learn to take action. We really do. We've got to learn to act upon the Word of God. And not just, you know, if you've ever been the type of person you're just always struggling, you're missing something. I'm not condemning you. We've all been there. But some of us have crossed over. Some of us have stopped being controlled by Herod. We've stopped caring about the fact that you got the deer in the headlights look when you said, you know, I had a good time in church tonight. God doing something in my life. I see something. Praise God. They meet in a basement, but I see something. Praise God. And then you didn't get all the happy, clappy celebration. That's great. Hallelujah. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. That star was just for them. Praise God. You can understand there are things God will do just for you. Yes. Praise God, just for you. It didn't say that they said, bravo, the star's there. No, when they saw the star, they were like, wow, we're really not freak shows after all. We show up in town to the people that are supposed to be called by his name. They don't know what we're talking about. But there the Lord showed up again and said, you're on the right track. Hallelujah. Hey, look, if people don't give you the response you expect from them, even church people, if they're not excited about what God's doing for your life, don't worry about it. Just look for the star. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't need anybody else's approval. We just need to know I see him. I see him. Exceeding great joy. Praise God. They were ecstatic. The star, there it is. You ever been excited about Jesus before? You ever been excited about being filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost? Praise God. Excited about being buried by baptism into death? Crucifying the old man with his deeds, saying goodbye world, goodbye. Hallelujah. This is an address change notification. Praise God. And that's what Timaeus was saying, son of Timaeus. Praise God. That's what he was saying. He's saying, look, I'm not going to sit here begging anymore. These days are done. To cry over all those people until the Lord stopped. I love it. I love it because the light kept moving. That's his nature. He shows it all throughout the Word of God. Don't you think God's going to stop until you stop him? It's because he wants you to get up off your backside and stop him. Make some effort. That's what prayer is. That's what crying out to God's all about. That's what coming to church is all about. It's the effort. If you see the star, go after the star. In the Old Testament, they were told when the Ark of the Covenant begins to move, go after it. Everybody get up and go after it. It don't matter if your friends aren't going after it. It matters if you're going after it. It don't matter if your family's going after it. It matters if you're going after it. Because if you go after it, you might influence some of them to go after it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. But if you ain't going, they ain't going either. Praise God. Let's make sure some of us, amen, don't end up like Timaeus was. Back with our garments and our shades and our little tin cup. Hallelujah. So he stopped him. I love that scripture. I love that passage. I love that account. I'm finishing. I love that because it just says the Lord stopped. It just, I know, it just, you see it, you feel it. We've experienced it spiritually. When we call on God, heaven just stops. Praise God. You ever see these space documentaries and all that vast stuff that God's made by the power of his own word and just sit there and go, whoa. And yet the one who made all of that, when you cry out, it causes heaven to stop and say, bring him to me. I would to God you believe what I just said. Praise God. You don't believe you're that important? Amen. You need therapy. You're that important. Praise the Lord. I said you're that important. He said, if you call, I will. I will answer. I'll stop. If you'll cry out above the noise, if you'll show me you want this thing, you'll have all the power that stretched out the heavens step into your life. Oh, God, help us believe this tonight. How do you think healing comes? Praise God. So when we cry out and we reach, praise God. And it didn't matter all the noise that those disciples were making. They were telling him, shut up. Don't bother him. That's what they were telling him. He said, I'm not listening to you people. I see something. Hallelujah. You can sit there in your carcass all here. Tonight, I've come to worship him. I'm coming with exceeding great joy. No matter how I feel, I'm going to make some effort. If I can just go peep, I'm going to peep tonight. Amen. Praise God. If the only thing I could do is wiggle my big toe, I'm going to wiggle my big toe tonight because I have come to worship Him. How many know He loves to be worshiped? He drew you here tonight to worship Him. Isn't that amazing? You are here tonight to worship God. Not cry in your beer, amen, but be delivered from what ails you. Oh, I'm telling you, Jesus is passing by tonight, and He's just asking, do you see me? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if you see Him, what are you doing about what you see? Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's clap one more time. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not listen to this, and I finish with this. Thank you for listening. That they should not return to Herod. You got to stop playing with Herod. Don't waste your time with Herod. You just go home another way. Hallelujah. Don't go out of your way. Listen to me carefully so you don't misunderstand what I'm trying to say. Sometimes you just got to go another way. You got to avoid some things so that you don't constantly keep interacting with something that wants to destroy your walk with God. Let's stand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Word of God, word of God, word of God, word of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus stopped and said, bring him to me. And now all of a sudden they were like, it's going to be all right. He calls for you. I knew he would as soon as I got past you. Praise God. But when they left Herod, who couldn't see, and when they left all the other Jews that could not see the star, then the Lord appeared and they saw the star and they got happy and it brought them to where they needed to go. Would you please just for once in your life just zero in on what you must do? And then do it. No excuses. No holding back. Praise the Lord. Don't be lost for anybody. Hallelujah. Just get in here. Just follow the light. Just jump in here. Amen. Jump in the church with both feet, with your whole heart. Stop worrying about how things will work out, who will like it or who won't. That's what the Lord's telling you tonight. Do you see the star? Praise God. Then let it bring you to where He is so you can worship. So your soul can be happy. So you can be filled with exceeding great joy. Not a little joy, great joy. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's love Him one more time. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And in Luke chapter 5, Peter and his comrades have fished all night and caught nothing. Jesus is out there in a boat teaching, and then he turns around to old Simon and says, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a great catch that wasn't there the night before. They're all on the south end of the Sea of Galilee. They were not where we were last night. But Jesus said, I'm on board now. And regardless of what has been, regardless of what's against you, what do you see in your boat? Praise God. And are you willing to act upon it? And we read one verse of Scripture so quickly, but I can guarantee there's probably a pause in between. Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. We read it quick. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the nets. But I'm sure it took a little bit for him to yield. He had been in the boat hearing the word, because the word will always soften you up. He couldn't go anywhere anyway, other than jump out of the boat. So he was forced to listen. And this was a pivotal time in Peter's life where he hadn't jumped in with both feet. His brother had, but he hadn't. Evident by the moment. So he said, well, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they did, he practically sunk both their boats. It's the truth. This is the stuff that happens when you see the star and you follow the star and you obey the star and you don't care about the fact that the night before everything was bad and against you, or nobody wants to listen to you, or if I go this way, it's not going to be popular with friends and family and coworkers, and how will they reason it all out if I really give my life to God? Jesus is saying, just give your life to God and I'll sink your boat. In other words, they caught so much fish, their boats began to sink, and Peter finally crumbled, fell at his feet and said, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. And Jesus just let him know, that's why I'm here. Praise God. From henceforth, you're going to catch men. Thank you, Jesus. Let's love him. I'm here to change your life. That's why I'm here, and that's why you're in my boat. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. And the reason why they left all, Peter, James, John, Andrew, they left all to follow him because of what they saw. They followed what? The star stepped in his boat and said, let down your nets. Then after the event, they followed the star. Amen? One more time, let's pray. We're going to remember Sister Eric in prayer. Right now, she's recovering from the second dose of vaccine. Amen? Let's pray. God, we love you. We thank you for the word. We pray that you bless Sister Erica. Help her body, God, just rejuvenate. And praise God, be strengthened. God, if there's anything in this stuff that isn't good, Lord, just cancel it and put your stuff in there. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, bring strength and bring great rest by the morning, we humbly ask. And everyone said amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.